and a happy Hank fans and family Wednesday to all who celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
Finding out the fun things about this fifth day of the third month of 2025. 64 in, 301 left to go. We only have 4 days left until we start saving daylight.
We're not saving anything. We're getting one less hour of sleep. Very frustrating.
You want to call the manager?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
12 days until we get to St. Patrick's Day. 46 until Easter. But on that note, Ash Wednesday.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Lent begins. So 46 days until Easter. So you got to give up something for a little longer than just 40 this go around.
Yeah, I don't understand how that math works.
Inflation. That's just
really.
It's gotten everything.
It's well, it's everything eggs right there. And it's Easter, so all that makes sense.
And that's what I'm giving up for Lent.
Really?
Eggs.
I just want to be rich.
Go right along with it. Outside of the religious ramifications of this day, it is also National Cheese Doodle Day.
Now, is that like a puff? Is it like a Cheeto? Or you just know, a doodle?
I think it's kind of the off-brand of all the cheese balls, cheese puffs, even the Cheeto.
Yeah, you don't want to go off-brand on those. You got to lean in. Spend a buck.
Whatever happened to the doodle? Is that engineered? Was it crossbred? Stop. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Stop Bad Service Day.
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
It's kind of a day. You are
Heather Lee.
Here I am.
Ready to.
You need help?
Grab
I'm
by
your girl.
The horns.
If you only knew what my day consisted of.
I don't need to know. I think we could all guess.
I'm going straight to the top on this one.
It is National Potty Dance Day, so you can dance if you want to.
Yeah, if you've ever given birth to a child, you understand that very well. Because not only do you have the children, you have it for yourself. It's fun.
On this date in history, things happened, such as 1836, Samuel Colt manufactured the first ever pistol. It was the .34 caliber, which, good luck finding ammo for that.
What about the Colt 45? Did he drink one afterwards?
Inflation got to it. Eventually, he moved it up to the 35.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it turns out there wasn't ammo for the 34, so he had to bump it up.
There you go.
On this date, big day in Milton Office Space news, 1868, the stapler was invented.
Milton.
Have you seen it?
Where did it go?
There is somebody. This is several years ago back up here, upstairs. I think one of the salespeople that is now dearly departed, not with us. I mean, I'm sure they're alive.
Oh, still. Okay. Well, that's good.
But they did have a red swing line stapler, and I would periodically move it off their desk.
Oh.
And I never got a payoff on that. They just, and then they left
us. They never
us,
noticed? And did you ever put it in Jello?
They took it. No, I don't.
Like Jim?
I didn't care that much for that person.
Stick.
I'm glad. Looking back retrospectively. Keep them at a distance, folks. On this date in 1960, Sergeant Elvis Presley was honorably discharged from the Army.
He can grow his hair again.
In country music history, one of the darkest days, 1963. That's when the plane that held Patsy Cline and others crashed down in a forest near Camden, Tennessee, losing Patsy Cline. We also lost on this date, 1982, the great John Belushi. It was on this date in 1983 that country music television, originally known as CMTV, debuted at 6:19 p.m. Central Time. CMT on this date way back in 1983.
You know, I've heard they've hired some phenomenal talent over the years. Like, amazing. Good job, CMT.
Hey, it's Cody. On this date in 2002, seminal moment, and they say is the first reality show. 2002, The Osbournes premiered. On this date in 2009, Chris Brown was charged with assaulting Rihanna.
Dirty donkey.
And on this date, TV history, Taylor Swift made her in 2009 primetime television acting debut in CSI. She was stabbed in the heart with a pair of scissors.
Duck, Magnum, duck!
On this date in 2015, Harrison Ford crashed his vintage plane. I remember that on an L.A. golf course. And now he's considered one of the best pilots in the country.
How many times has he been injured in a plane? Like, a lot.
If you count the Indiana Jones movies, I mean, we're up there. We're up there. Happy birthdays. He's a cool Texan Amarillo kid. Trent Willman, who's once a singer, but a big producer in the country music scene. Good guy. Gabby Barrett from the country music field is 25 today. He's a quarterback for the Bears, Chicago. 26, Justin Fields. Nikki Taylor, ex of Keith Urban, is 50 today.
Oh, she is so funny.
Eva or Ava Mendez, if you prefer, is 51.
Mm-hmm.
Number 88, one of them at least. Michael Irvin is 59 today.
He's going to the Super Bowl.
Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller. He's the tall one. He's 70 today. And that is our birthdays of note. Just how windy was it and is it?